As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy. 20 minutes away from the AMA. Phone lines will be open 404-726-0929. We will take any of your questions. We will answer them to the best of our ability. So load them up in about 20 minutes. You can text us or tweet us as well. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. And we have an NBA Finals, Randy. It is the Indiana Pacers and the Oklahoma City Thunder, which kind of sounds fake, doesn't it?
Right.
Like those two teams playing in the NBA Finals?
It does.
It sounds fake.
It does.
Don't mistake that for me saying anything negative about the matchup. I'm excited about it. Those are two fun basketball teams to watch. I'm a fan of basketball. I'm going to be tuned in on Thursday night at 8:30 on ABC to watch game one. And then I'm going to watch game two. And then I'm going to watch as many more games that follow that.
Yes.
And I'm not going to talk anything about the ratings or market size because I'm not a dork.
Yes.
You don't have to be
you
a dork either.
To.
Anti-dork your life, okay? Don't fall into the trap of complaining about any of that stuff.
Anti-dork your life.
Because if it was New York and L.A., you're going to get the same amount of money in your bank account as you're going to get for it being Indiana and Oklahoma City. So undork yourself and don't talk about that because nobody cares.
No
only dorks
one
do.
Cares. But I'll tell you what people do care about. And that was probably the best part of Twitter yesterday was your favorite NBA TNT moment. And everybody was putting up a clip. And I mean, Andy, I was just laughing my ass off all day. My favorite still is the hot chip with Shaq.
Okay, yeah.
That still is my favorite. But I mean, you couldn't go wrong with any of them. They were all just freaking hilarious.
I think my favorite one was when Shaq was trying to explain to him how to fill your gas tank up more often.
And you're sitting there like, Shaq, they don't even compute right.
Like, what are you talking about?
And then he gets so mad, he starts getting all loud. And I love what Charles said. Because you loud don't mean you right.
Right.
You know, but yeah, I love when Shaq said, this is nothing to me. Oh, God. Oh, I mean, that.
When they pushed him in the Christmas tree, that was really funny.
That was
too
funny as hell.
I was actually watching that one live. Uh-huh. Like, I don't think I saw those other ones live. You see them on clips on social media, but I was actually watching that. I was like, oh, that's going to be one of the great moments.
Dude, it was awesome, man. And Charles and him and the people from San Antonio also.
Churros.
And then Shaq be boots them all. Shaq, like, what they do, Charles? And Chuck just be, and Charles just be going in, man. But yeah, man, it was a end of a great. I mean, the show is going to go to ESPN. I don't know how, but they will find a way to mess it up.
They'll try.
They'll try to.
Yeah, they'll try.
And you have two guys that are not going to allow that.
Yeah, here's Shaq, because they all did their own little like sign-off right at the end of it, and Ernie Johnson went last, and it was really good. So we won't play that one because it's pretty long, but if you get a chance today, go find it on social media because Ernie's was great. I mean, he's been at Turner since 1989.
Yes.
I did learn. I didn't know this. They were talking about this in the final segment. They're still going to do it over there at the studio.
Oh, are they?
The Techwood. They're still going to film it there. It's going to be ESPN, but they're going to use those studios. So
I know that.
All the people that work on that show get to keep working on that show. For the most part, they did say some folks that have to take on some ESPN staff folks, whatever, but they made sure to get everyone who isn't getting to come with them jobs with NBC and whatever the streaming service is. Is it Amazon that's going to do the NBA? So they took care of everybody's good, which is great.
Such a big thing to, especially Ernie.
Yeah.
And Charles. Charles talked about it constantly, about the people that I was going to retire, but I was worried about these people that work here.
Because it's been a tough time in that building for people that may not know. But, I mean, Turner, CNN, and a lot of other networks over there, it's been rough the last handful of years. So it's very cool that they went out of their way to make sure that everybody was taken care of. But, yeah, they're still going to film it. So they're still going to be in Atlanta, which is fantastic. Yes. It's going to be right down the street from us. But here's Shaq. This is what Shaq said in his sign-off from TNT.
And like I said, even though the name changes, the engine is still the same. And to that new network we're coming to, we're not coming to F around. And since it's the last show, I'm going to say it. We're not coming to frown. We're kicking ass. We're taking names. And we're taking over. Okay? I love you guys and I appreciate you guys, but hey, all right? Let me see that number one sign for the number one show ever on TV. And we come over to take over that next network, too.
That next network. He won't even call it what it is. That next network.
Yeah.
But I mean.
It's so funny to me. That's what they want, by the way.
Who?
They would love that. For them to come over there and dominate.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like,
it's not like ESPN's hoping that they don't dominate. No, they want them to.
They want them to, but now, but that's what I'm saying. How do they mess it up? You mess it up by bringing on Kendrick and those dudes on the show.
I don't think they'll let them do that.
I don't think they're going to let them. And then also, Charles, they're not going to do the lineups. They're not going to do SportsCenter hits and all that other crap.
Right, which is good. Which is good. Here's the one concern that I have that I don't know if they'll try to fight it. I don't know how you do it just because of the way things are structured. One of the things that makes that show so great is the length of segments.
Okay.
Like they'll go 15 minutes.
Somebody said something about this I heard a couple days ago.
Did they? Okay. They'll I mean, you know, you watch that show and they'll do a highlight package for 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll show way more plays than most highlight shows show. They'll obviously take time. And the thing that makes that show great is the fact that it's a great basketball show. Like, they do a good job, obviously, talking about basketball. But the thing that makes it better than any other show ever is when they just go this way.
Right.
And they go to off the – it's hard to go that way in 3 minutes.
Right.
You know? You watch an ESPN pregame. Watch it. Watch when you watch the finals because it's ABC.
I don't want to.
Just if you get if you find yourself there, just
that show is
that just
show,
watch.
That show is so ass.
Yes,
and you know me, and I don't complain about nothing as far as broadcast.
It's not
and
good.
That.
It's not good.
I tried. I watched it. It's ass.
And the reason it's not good is not because they take too many commercials. The reason it's not good is because the group has no chemistry, and they haven't been allowed to. They change the group every single year. But they also do 3 to 5 minutes. Segments constantly, and then they go to commercial. And then they come back, and maybe one guy says one thing, another guy says one thing. Then they go to commercial. And then they come back. You don't get to watch any analysis or anything. They don't talk.
Right.
Malika brings it back. They say 4 things, and then they go to commercial. The TNT show or the Inside the NBA has to fight that.
Yes.
Because the thing that makes that show great is the leg room that they have, and the fact that they can go down a path of okay, we're actually going to talk about the way that the Thunder play perimeter defense, but then Shaq might say something weird, and then they spend 5 minutes on something weird, which is the thing that people love about it, right? Like, that's one of the things I love best about this show. Our segments are 15 minutes long.
Right.
That's a long-ass time to talk about something, which is why we sometimes find ourselves over here talking about that, which is my favorite part of when we do that. Like, when things, you don't have enough time to really do anything fun if it's all broken up and commercialed the way that ESPN has it. So, they're going to have to fight that. I don't know how you can do that because that's obviously how you make the money.
Broadcast.
That's how you make the money.
That's what the bread is.
So.
But no, I thought it was so fun. But yeah, just sit back and looking at those damn clips. Like, then I went down the wormhole yesterday of watching. Remember they had the documentary about them?
Yeah.
I started. I was like, let me just, you know, because I just love that show. But yeah, they had me laugh. I mean, but yeah, when Shaq is and Charles, just the back and forth, you know, just that would make the show. Kenny's all awesome. But Ernie, we know Ernie. And having opportunities to interview Ernie and talk to him, because, you know, everybody wants to talk about the fact that these guys don't come to production meetings because they want to keep it as so much as in the moment as possible. So, yeah, but I did not know about the Techwood thing. Mm-hmm. And then also I was so happy that they were able to – all those people were able to keep their job because I know how important – that really was to him.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's fair. You work at a place for 25 years like Charles Barkley has, or 40 years almost like Ernie Johnson has. That's your family, and you care about those people. And, it, you know, you can't often do that. You know, there's been a lot – I'm sure there's a lot of people over there in the NBA department that – because, you know, a lot of the NBA TV stuff happens over there. We have friends that work over there and do a lot of the games and highlights and stuff like that behind the scenes, producers and stuff. I don't know what their fate is. I don't know if they get to continue doing. I hope they do.
Speaking of Charles Barkley, he's on with Dan Patrick. Said that Inside the NBA taped a pilot of what the show would look like on TNT without any NBA rights. We won't have any basketball highlights. We taped the pilot about a month ago, and it was the stupidest blank I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, when they were thinking about just continuing it without the NBA?
Yeah.
That would have been hard.
That would have been bad.
It would have been pretty bad.
That would have been bad.
It would have been bad. Look, they'll find a way. That they have all the leverage, like, to keep it how they want it.
Yes.
The only thing is, like, how much longer is that group going to do the show together?
That's the biggest
thing. Ernie Johnson's not a young man. Two more years. Okay.
The way Barkley was talking about it, he's like, I'll give him two, and then the other guys have, like, seven-year deals or something. Okay. And Barkley's like, I'll give him two, and then we'll see.
Okay, but yeah. Because Charles, at that point, where you know, he just got that new contract.
It's a good one.
It's a great one.
Yeah, he's gonna want it. He's gonna want the end of that.
Yeah,
one.
He's gonna want that 21 or whatever it is.
So okay, I mean, I think we agree that TNT up until this point has done NBA coverage the best, right? Yeah. Who does NFL coverage the best? I think Sunday Night Football is my favorite product in terms of a broadcast.
Yeah, I mean, I like all of them. I mean, if I get to sit down to it, usually.
I like the lead Fox booth.
I have both of them on, but the big one, the main TV gets NFL Network because I love Rich Eisen.
ESPN gave up baseball, so they don't even really do baseball anymore. Yeah. What does ESPN do best as far as the league that they cover? I mean, they do arguments the best, obviously, and that's kind of where they've gone. College football.
I love their college football broadcast.
That's a good
definitely
one.
But that's about it. But I just hope they don't mess it up. That's it. That's the only thing. I think a lot of people are in that boat of don't blank this up.
Yeah.
Don't be putting y'all.
And it's so easy.
What does he say? Don't be putting no people from y'all network on their show.
Yeah, just let them.
Don't let Stephen A. come on there because he's tight with all of them.
Sure.
So.
We
don't let him on there.
We can still be tight.
Don't let him on there to talk about.
I'm tight with
basketball.
All kinds of people that don't come on this show.
No, don't do it.
You know what I mean?
Don't do it. Please don't do it.
And I'm not tight with a lot of people.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, they do come on that. No, that's not true. Yeah, here's what you do. Don't mess with it. Just let it be what it is. I'll do it on the other side. I'll do it on the other side. We'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up and ask us anything. We will answer. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.